Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. It's time for the Master Plan. I am JT, a.k.a. the Master. And as always, this time on a Sunday morning, I bring you the news and notes of the last week in sports. The number to call in is 347-637-3220, 347-637-3220. The place to be if you want to talk to JT. All right. As I said last week, at the end of the show last week, didn't quite get to finish my mock draft for 2015 draft that's going to be coming up on April 30th, which is less than 2 weeks away. But I promise you, I'm going to do it today. 1 to 32. That's what this is all going to be about. That's all. But before we get to that, okay, players that are going to be involved in the draft, maybe not, maybe one in the first round, maybe another one in the second, third, or whatever round he's taking it. He may go in the first round, but I don't think he will. I think he's a second round or third round player. Talking first of all, the running back, a lot of people like, including myself, from the University of Georgia, who had a ACL surgery back in, I think it was November. And he never got it checked out in the NFL combine because he didn't want anyone to deal with his knee and start yanking it around, make sure it's stronger, make sure it was a lot stronger before anyone started to mess with it or check it out. And he had it recently checking out, the recheck, in Indianapolis, along with another wide receiver. I'm talking about, first of all, Todd Gurley, running back from the University of Georgia. He checked out. He checked out fine medically. So he'll probably end up, whoever he gets drafted to, he'll probably end up on the pup list. Maybe he, depending on how he progresses from now until training camp, he could be in the latter part of training camp. I mean, it's about 8 months. It'd be about 8 months removed from surgery by that time. So we'll have to wait and see. They may want to cite on the err on the caution and not use him. Until they feel he's totally healed, which would be the smart thing to do, especially with a running back. But Todd Gurley checked out fine. That's my main point. The other guy that recently, in the last 2 weeks, news came out that he may need a surgery for his, a fracture in his hand, a wrist or whatever, and that proved to be wrong. That proved to be maybe it was some pre-draft rhetoric, trying to drop his stock a little bit so someone can pick him up. But whoever, whatever the case, Jalen Strong, wide receiver, checked out fine also. So he's medically cleared. So those two guys, and the reason I'm talking about it, because they're going to be involved in the draft. Maybe one or both of them in the first round. But they're going to be drafted. I can guarantee both of these guys are going to be drafted. One higher than the other, but they definitely will be drafted. And like I said, one definitely, in my opinion, is going to be a first-round pick. The other one, second, third-round pick. And it's a great segue because I'm going to be talking about the NFL draft, my mock 2.0, the Masters mock 2.0. And like I said, the number to call in is 347-637-3220, 347-637-3220. Also, if you want to jump in the chat, I have a chat room sitting out there waiting for you to ask a question, make a statement, or a comment in that chat room, and it'll be addressed accordingly. All right, I laid down all the particulars. I laid down the groundwork of what I'm going to be doing today for the next approximately 55 minutes or whatever, give or take. So sit back, coffee, or your favorite juice or whatever, your favorite beverage at this time. And if you decide to call in, go ahead and call in, but just sit back and listen and see if I make any sense in my predictions or I'm full of it. Regardless, this is my opinion and my opinion only. So here we go. All right. The first pick in the 2015 NFL draft. Who do you think is going to get taken by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is it going to be Marcus Mariota? There's been a lot of hype. A lot of hype in the last week about how he's moved up to the number one quarterback position. And Jameis Winston has dropped down a peg to number two. Mike Mayotte, Ron Jaworski, and others have jumped on the bandwagon and now are I don't know if they're overthinking it or just saying whatever. Infuse some intrigue into the draft by now moving and saying that Marcus Mariota, quarterback from Oregon, is the number one quarterback, and Jameis Winston is number two, questioning his character now like it's never been out there before. This is like a revelation. So they're saying that they don't trust him. I don't know if it's because the lawyer of James Winston says that he's not maturity-wise, he's not ready for the NFL off the field. He's ready for it on the field, but he's not ready for it off the field. I don't know if they jumped on the bandwagon of that little snippet that the Winston's lawyer came out with, or supposedly they're looking at the tape and saying that Mariota is the better of the two. My opinion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2015 draft select Jameis Winston, quarterback from the Florida State University. Most quarterback, pro quarterback ready in this year's draft, in my mind. Now, I'm not saying Marcus Mariota won't be a good quarterback. I question it. He's never been in a pro-style offense. He's always been in a spread offense. Always never took any snaps from under center. Basically, never called a play in the huddle. All that was done for him. All he had to do was sit back in shotgun and do the read option. Called from the sidelines with signals. The linemen got their calls from the sidelines. The skill positions got their call from the sidelines. All Marcus had to do was snap the ball. hut, whatever. But Jameis was in a pro-style offense. Multiple snaps from under center. Move people around when necessary in the offense. True, threw a lot of interceptions last year. True, he took some more chances than he probably should have. But I think he's the most pro-ready, and he's got the weapons once he gets there. Decent running game, two big-time stud wide receivers, 6'4", 6'5", wide receivers. Tight end with the same type of length, 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", somewhere around it. So he's got the weapons. Tampa Bay's got the weapons. All they needed was a quarterback to be able to use those weapons effectively. And I think Jameis Winston, with the first pick in the 2015 draft, NFL draft, is the one to run the ship for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With the second pick in the NFL 2015 draft, the Tennessee Titans, where do they go? Do they pick up Marcus Mariota, where supposedly Ken Whitson has shown a lot of interest in lately? Fascinated with Mariota and the possibilities of him molding Mariota into the type of quarterback that he can be a franchise quarterback? Or does the Tennessee Titans trade out of that position and try to pick up more draft picks, because their need is quite a bit? And give somebody else that position with an additional pick or two. Or the scenario here is, and let me put it this way. The one pick, I feel, is a no-brainer. The number one pick is a no-brainer. Number two, the key to this draft is the number two position. Not the number one, the number two position. You know why? Because I already laid out two scenarios. They can trade out of that pick to pick up more draft picks into whoever they whoever they trade with, move down to that position and pick up additional picks, Mariota. That's the second scenario. Or they can not pick Marcus Mariota and go with who I think is probably the best player in the draft, but for the Buccaneers is not the best pick for them, is Leonard Williams. Going to happen. What are your thoughts on what the Tennessee Titans would do? My thought is this: Ken Whitson needs to win in the worst way. Zach Mettenberger is going into his second year. Is he the franchise quarterback? Can Whitson take that chance and roll the dice with Zach Mettenberger, progresses enough that the Tennessee Titans will regret not taking Marcus Mariota in his second pick? Because that Tennessee needs to win, like now, especially with Ken Whitson as the lead man there. They need to win now, because the last two seasons haven't been very kind to the Tennessee Titans. But they need help on defense badly. For the sake of this draft, I'm going to go this way. I'm thinking Ken Whitson is going to take Marcus Mariota. I know that's probably a surprise to a few of you, But I'm saying, Ken Whitson-Hunt liked him more than most people, probably himself, expected. So I'm thinking he's going to take and roll the dice with Marcus Mariota. And that changes the draft because now we have Leonard Williams sitting out there. And do the Jacksonville Jaguars, or who takes Leonard Williams? Who takes Leonard Williams? He may be the best available player, but some teams, especially the next two teams, the Jaguars and the Raiders, may not want to go that route. Maybe they don't want to fill that need with a defensive lineman. And I don't think they do. And I think that Leonard Williams is going to fall in another team's lap. And I'll get to that. But with the third pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars, very young team, with some possibilities, some dynamic players, with the addition of, and hopefully he learned a valuable lesson in Justin Blackman coming back to add to that wide receiving core, to add to the offense that they Blake Bortles was running last year. He'll be in his second year. Those players, young players, will all grow together. Do they need a running back, or do they need a running back, or will they wait until the second, third, or whatever round after the first round to grab a running back? I don't think they'd do it here. They need a pass rush. You got Andrew Luck in there, in their division. Now they could grab Leonard Williams because he's sitting out there. But the best combination pass rusher in the draft gets the nod here. And I like Dante Fowler, linebacker, Florida University, or University of Florida, whatever you want to say it. I think they need a pass rusher. I think they need a run stuffer. They need a dynamic linebacker, outside linebacker. And I think Dante Fowler fits that bill. Without a shadow of a doubt. You think I'm right? Or do you think I'm wrong? I think I'm right. I think they take Dante Fowler. Now, like I said, the first two passed on Leonard Williams, and they took a quarterback in the first two picks. But I don't think they take Leonard Williams here. I think that Leonard Williams is going to fall, like I said, in someone's lap. By default, in someone's lap, because of the fact is what the next team, which is the Raiders, their need is going to take. So on to the fourth pick. The fourth pick is the Oakland Raiders. Silver and black, I should say. Young quarterback in Derek Carr likes to throw the ball down the field. You got a top defender still sitting there, Leonard Williams, still on the board. But I think they want a wide receiver to grow with Dennis Carr. I think they need a primary target Carr to throw to. So with the fourth pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select Amari Cooper, wide receiver from the University of Alabama. Great route runner, dependable wide receiver, sure hands, Dennis Carr is going to should be able to fall in love and grow with his young wide receiver. I absolutely love that pick for the Raiders. Absolutely love that pick for the Raiders. Leonard Williams is still sitting out there, people. Supposedly and I think he's probably the best player in the draft, but he's sitting out there, and four teams have passed on him already. Tennessee Titans take Marcus Mariota with the number two pick without trading out of it to pick up some more picks, which would be make sense to me. Then Leonard Williams fall with the 2015 NFL draft. The Washington Redskins select Leonard Williams, defensive lineman from the University of Southern California, USC, falls right in their lap. Welcome, Leonard Williams, to our team. And they can't go wrong. They would happily welcome versatile defender to nation's capital. Absolutely. Without a doubt. All right. Let's move on to the number six pick. I know we're going a little slow here, but I'm going to finish this today. 1 through 32. I guarantee it's going to be done today. Next week is going to be the last one before the draft, so I want to finish this today. Up comes the New York Jets at the number six pick. Who do they take? Do they take Kevin White? Do they take a running back? Marcus Mariota is probably not there. Quite naturally, he's not there. They're a defensive type of team. Have been since Rex Ryan got there. Continued his tradition with Todd Bowles as a defensive type team, running the football, trying to cut down on as little as possible turnovers with running the football, playing conservative defense before. Now, I'm going to go on a small tangent here, not too long, but I had emphasized this before. Years back, and I keep on emphasizing over and over, ever since. Basically, and I've always said this, the NFL is a copycat league. When teams are successful in whatever capacity they're successful in, most teams want to emulate that to try to be just as successful. So when the Seattle Seahawks, in their championship season, which was two seasons ago in 2013-2014 season, and won the Super Bowl, they used this formula, played extremely sound defense, and consistently run the football. They carried that tradition into another Super Bowl appearance, and if they had ran the football, I do believe they would have repeated as Super Bowl champions. But my point is this. I said when they won the Super Bowl, it's a copycat league. More teams are going to be willing to run the football more and play sound defense. What happened last year? And if you look at the tide and the way it's turning, is even a team like the New Orleans Saints, who throw the ball all over the field, even the team like the Denver Broncos, when they got Gary Kubiak now as the head coach, are going to rely more on their defense and more on their running game. Plain and simple. More on their defense and more on their running game. 2015 NFL draft. The New York Jets select Shane Ray, defensive lineman, from the University of Missouri, from Mizzou. He has a knack to get to the quarterback and being disruptive to any offense. And I do believe the New York Jets are going to take, if he's there, they're going to take Shane Ray, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. Let's move on to the seventh pick, which is the Chicago Bears. And they can go several ways because they need help on defense. They need help on defense. They need help on defense. But you have Alshon Jeffrey there. You let Brandon Marshall go. They were a dynamic duo. You got Marquise Wilson that you're not too sure about. And I don't think you can let this guy go. I think that Jay Cutler needs another go-to guy other than Alshon Jeffrey and maybe Marquise Wilson, who could be more of a slot guy. So with the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears, and I don't know if it's a surprise or not, select Kevin White, wide receiver from West Virginia, University of West Virginia. .44, .43 guy, can run, great hands, and take the top off of a defense. Jay Cutler needs that. This is probably Jay Cutler's last year in the orange and blue, meaning the Chicago Bears. And he's on shaky ground. He's got to come with it because John Fox is not going to deal with it if he doesn't have to. So let's move on to the number eight pick. And I think this guy is a slam dunk pick for the Atlanta Falcons. I question the guy's motor, I really do. But I think on talent alone, he's a type of edge rusher that the Atlanta Falcons need. And if he's available, Vic Beasley from the University of Clemson, or Clemson University, whatever way you want to say it, a linebacker, goes to the Atlanta Falcons. Edge rusher they need. They need somebody that can get to the quarterback. You got Drew Brees. You got Cam Newton. And if Bucks take Jameis Winston, you have Jameis Winston. So you have potentially, if you include Jameis Winston, three dynamic quarterbacks that you have to go up against two times a year. They're in the same division. They got to go against them two times a year. So that's six times you got to go up against these guys. So you need an edge rusher. They need a pass rusher on the defensive side of the ball. And I think Vic Beasley, as long as you can have a consistent motor within him, is for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, let's move on to the number nine pick, which is with the New York Football Giants. And what I'm going to do this, for those that are listening, for those that are quite naturally going to watch the NFL draft, some of these picks of people I know that are that's their favorite team, I'm going to be calling them up on draft night and asking them their opinion on their draft pick, their first-round draft pick. I have some people of mine that are Giant fans, 49er fans, Broncos fans, Cowboy fans, and the like. I'm going to call them up and find out, well, what's your thoughts on the pick? Cold phone call. No, nothing pre-planned. I'm going to call them. Hopefully they answer. If they don't answer, that's fine. But it's a cold phone call. Cold phone call. So with the ninth pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the New York Football Giants select, wait for it, Brandon Scherff, offensive lineman, in particular a guard, but offensive lineman from the Iowa University. He's the top-rated guard, in my opinion, in this draft. And I feel the Giants need help on the offensive line. And this guy is pretty versatile. He could play tackle. He could play guard. So I think this is a guy that the Giants take. This is all in my opinion. I don't have any inside information, but I think that the Giants need help on the offensive and defensive line. And with the first pick, I think they take an offensive lineman. And Brandon Scherff is my pick for that in the first round. Then we move on to the 10th pick, and that's the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis Rams, what do they need? You think they need help on the defensive side of the ball? They have a lot of defensive weapons. And need help on the offensive side of the ball. They could go to offensive line because of the issues that they have on the offensive line. And in the division that they're in, Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle, be able to protect the quarterback and try to run the football. But I don't think they go that way. I think they go because of the inconsistency of their wide receiving core. I think they go to a wide receiver. I think that this is what Nick Foles needs. Nick Foles needs a reliable wide receiver to go get the ball. So if you got a new quarterback, bring a new wide receiver in. You got to have new wide receivers because the quarterback, he doesn't know the wide receivers. He got traded from the Eagles to the Rams, so he doesn't know what these wide receivers. So why not add another one in to the mix? So with the 2015 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select from the University of Louisville wide receiver Devontae Parker. Too bad, Teddy Bridgewater. You could have used him, your old teammate. But he goes to St. Louis. Unless Vikings move up because they want to take Devontae Parker. And that gives me, because the Vikings coincidentally have the number 11 pick. And where do the Vikings go? You got a defensive-minded coach in Mike Zimmer. And the Vikings are starting to become a good defensive team with Harrison Smith, with Anthony Barr, and the like. Adrian Peterson comes back. We'll have to wait and see. That could be the wild card in the draft. But if Adrian Peterson comes back, you know they're going to try to definitely run the football a lot, rely on their defense, so they need a strong defense. And have a young quarterback who made strides later in last season, but you still have a young quarterback. And how to protect your young quarterback but to run the football and play strong defense. Great formula. You know it works. Worked in time in and time out, and more teams are doing that. So I think with the 11th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Trey Waynes, quarterback from Michigan State. And Mike Zimmer loves his cornerbacks. You got a stud rushing the pass. You got a stud supporting the run. You need a stud to cover wide receivers and a cornerback and be willing to put his head in there to make tackles. Trey Wayne is that man. Trey Wayne is that man. On to one of two picks for the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns had the 6th and 22nd pick last year. They have the 12th and 19th pick this year. Cleveland Browns have many needs. Many needs. Wide receiver is one of them. Possibly a running back. They don't know about their two young running backs, Isaiah Crowell and I forget the other one. I'm sorry, but the other one escapes my name right now. But they have two young running backs that came in at the same time last year. They need offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Which way do the Cleveland Browns go? Let's say they go this way. With the 2015 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Rashard Perriman, wide receiver from Central Florida. Got blazing speed, and you got Dwayne Bowe. Dwayne Bowe's not a blazer, but Dwayne Bowe on the other side, and you got Perriman to take the top off on the other side. Josh Gordon won't be around this year. He's banned this year because of his drug use. But look at it this way. Now, you do need a quarterback. You're probably going to go for a quarterback in the second, third, or whatever round, but you quite naturally two quarterbacks, unless you trade up. And there's a possibility that they trade up, but this is without any trades. This is how I feel. The Cleveland Browns take a wide receiver in Perriman. Super quick guy. So we go to the lucky 13. Lucky 13. 13th pick. Now, would you believe the New Orleans Saints had the 13th pick? Wow. How the mighty have fallen. Anyway, with the 13th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, New Orleans Saints, who are trying to shore up their defense in the worst way, giving Rob Ryan more weapons on defense, with New Orleans Saints, like I said earlier, trying to run the football more and play better defense. They're going to try to protect, well, I wouldn't say protect, but they're going to cut down possibly on the throws Drew Brees throws and run the football, strong running offense and play strong defense. Like I said, look who they would have in that conference, in that division, I should say. New Orleans Saints is in the NFC South. So they're going to be going up against Jameis Winston twice if he gets selected by the Bucs. Going to go up against Cam Newton twice. And going up against Matt Ryan twice. They need to be able to play sound defense and be a little bit more conservative on offense to have a better shot in their games. So with that being said, in the lucky 13th pick, the New Orleans Saints in the 2015 NFL draft select from the University of Kentucky linebacker Bud Dupree. I like him a lot. I think he can fit into Rob Ryan's scheme and be effective. This is another guy I feel needs to be able to play with a high motor or consistent motor. I feel him and Vic Beasley, I question their motor. Let me put it that way. All right, let's move on to the 14th pick with 18 minutes left in the show. 14th pick that go to the Miami Dolphins, who've made a lot of moves in the wide receivers. They picked up Kenny Stills. They still have Jarvis Landry there. They got rid of Mike Wallace, got rid of Brian Hartline. They going to take a wide receiver? No. No. I feel that Ryan Tannehill has been getting hit too much. He's one of the most hit quarterbacks and sack quarterbacks in the last 2 years. They need work and help on the offensive line. So with the 14th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Lael Collins, offensive tackle from the University, or LSU University, I should say. Plays fast, mean guy, plays angry. He can also play, he can play two positions. He can play the guard position, he can play the tackle position. But the just like a lot of these teams, and I keep on stressing this because this is what teams are going to be doing, playing with a lot more power, running the football, and then taking their shots downfield. This is the formula that a lot of teams are going to be playing with, trying to run the football as much as they can. If they can run the football and work that clock and move the ball down the field, they'll do it, and then take their shots downfield in the passing game with play action. That's the formula that can win for you. But you got to run the football first. A lot of these teams have gotten pass happy, and pass happy puts your team in a bad way. Meaning if you aren't effective in the passing game, your defense is on the field that much more with the chance of being scored on, with the chance of you having to throw more to catch up versus running the football and using the pass game to supplement that. So a lot of these teams are getting a lot conservative. Rex Ryan's going to Buffalo. Buffalo's going to be running the football. The Jets, they're going to be running the football. Miami, they're going to be running the football primarily. The Falcons, they're going to be running the football more. The Panthers, they're going to be running the football more. They're going to be running the football more. And that's just to name a few. I can go straight down the line and tell you a lot of teams that are going to be running the football more and then using the pass game in play action. That's the formula, people. That's the formula. I've been talking about it for years. That's the formula, and that's why I think there's going to be a couple of running backs taken in the first round versus the last 2 years where no running backs were taken in the first round, because people need running backs to be able to run the football effectively. So with that being said, let's move on to the number 15 pick, which is for the Niners, who have lost a lot of people. Chris Borland, Patrick Willis, soon probably to use Justin Smith, lost Frank Gore. Michael Crabtree's not there. They've lost, and I know I'm missing somebody or a few. They've lost a lot of pieces and a lot of good pieces on defense. So with the 15th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers need somebody on defense first. And I think from the University of Oregon, he fits that defense, the 3-4 defense. Big guy. I think he has a lot of football going forward. That his upside is pretty high. His ceiling, he hasn't even hit the ceiling yet, so he's got a lot of upside to grow with, to grow into, I should say, in his level, skill level. 6'8", big guy, defensive tackle. He's going to be a stalwart if he plays well on that defensive line. We're halfway through this, and we got 12 minutes. We're getting through this today, people. So I can see we're going to be going over, but I'm getting through this today. We're going to go to the 32nd pick. Anyway, with the 16th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, my Houston Texans select Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley. Let me put it this way. You walk up to a mirror. Arian Foster's in one mirror. Gurley's in the other. Oh, let me put it this way. You walk up into a two-way mirror. Arian Foster on one side, Todd Gurley on the other. Similar type backs. Arian Foster's getting long in the tooth. Not saying he's lost a step or two. I'm not saying that. But Arian Foster is injury prone, for one. I know you have Alfred Blue, but you never can have too many running backs. He can run and definitely catch the football, just like Arian Foster. Young back, don't have to rush him along. You let him heal up, and you know you got Arian Foster, and you know you got this boy sitting right there waiting to take it. And whenever Arian Foster's time is up, makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. I know you need a wide receiver. I know you need DBs. But DBs and wide receivers are plentiful in this draft. But if you got a premier running back sitting there, no one else wants him at 16, you will take him, Houston Texans. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on to the 17th pick, where the San Diego Chargers may be looking for a quarterback, but Philip Rivers says, I'm not signing. If you guys are moving to L.A., not with me. Philip Rivers is going to play out his contract, and the San Diego Chargers are going to have to deal with that next year. So, what do the Chargers need? They need help on the offensive line. They do need a running back. But I don't think they're going to take a running back in this position. I think they're going to take somebody that can help them on the offensive line. And with that being said, in the 2010 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Ereck Flowers, offensive tackle from the University of Miami, from the U. He can play tackle, and that would force DJ Fluker to move over to guard. And inside the guard. And he could play the right tackle. Let's move on to the 18th pick in the Kansas City Chiefs. At Kansas City, grabbed Jeremy Maclin from free agency, and got rid of Dwayne Bowe, but I still think they need a wide receiver. Well, maybe not as bad as they need someone in the middle of the offensive line. They lost their starting center. And why not pick the best center in the draft, and with the 2015 NFL Kansas City Chiefs can select Cameron Irving from Florida State University. Like I said, they need a center. Why not grab the best center that's in the draft, right? In their opinion, that's in the draft right now, and that's Cameron Irving. (Clears throat) All right. Now we come back to the Cleveland Browns, who have the second pick of the two number one picks, the 19th pick. And who do they take? Man, I can't – this is hard to believe, but due to the circumstances and needs of other teams, this kid drops down to 19, and this kid is a beast. A beast. But I think the Cleveland Brown fans and the organization would love to select this guy at number 19. So in the 2015 draft, NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns, with their second selection in the first round, select Danny Shelton, nose tackle from the University of Washington. A beast that welcomes being the nose tackle. Bring it on. If you see him on the NFL Network, this kid has a high motor and a love for the game and a love to be in his position, the nose tackle. Bring it on. Can't wait. If the Browns select him, or if anybody selects him, they're going to get a winning type of player, a guy with a high motor and a strong desire to be great. Anyway, let's move on to the number 20 pick. Now, this is the Eagles pick. Do the Eagles stay where they're at in my draft right here? They do. In other mock drafts, they may have them trading up. In my draft right here, right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, with the 20th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, select, and they need help on the backside, strong safety from the University of Alabama, Landon Collins. Who's a big-time guy in the run game and with a lot of range. So, strong safety. They need help on the backside, and this is one of the better guys in the draft to do that. So, I like him at the if they don't move up, they stay where they're at, and this guy falls to them. To go to the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, 12 more picks to go. With the 21st pick, and this guy's fallen too, I do believe, and this is, I can't believe that, well, let me put it this way. Mike Mayock has moved this guy up on his list of linebackers, and he has issues too, including a failed drug test at the combine, but he moves him up, moves Jameis Winston down. And I know it's two different positions, but with the 21st pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals, who are in dire need, this is a no-brainer in my opinion. They're in dire need of a pass rush. And one of the best spots, especially in Marvin Lewis in that organization, to land would be with the Bengals. The 2015 NFL draft, a dynamite pass rusher that has some off-the-field issues that Marvin Harrison and the Bengals are going to have to deal with. Outside linebacker from the University of Nebraska, Randy Gregory. They need a pass rush. They're one of the worst pass rushing teams in all of the NFL. They need a pass rush, and this guy is a pass rush specialist. Light in the ass, excuse my language, but he could definitely rush the passer. That's who I think goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's move on to the 22nd pick, which happens to be the black and gold, which would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. With the 22nd pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they've lost Ike Taylor, they've lost Troy Polamalu, need help in the backside, select Marcus Peters from the University of Washington, cornerback. He has off-field issues, but that's another organization. that can rein in a player. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization will help this guy, along with his teammates, stay on the right path. And he's a hell of a talent to jump on that team. And who better two organizations to take trouble players that have off-field issues than the Bengals at the 21st pick with Randy Gregory and the Steelers with the 22nd pick with Marcus Peters. All right, let's move on to the 23rd pick, which happens to be the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions lost in Dominic Sue. Lost another defensive lineman. So they're looking for defensive linemen to take the spots of and keep that stout Detroit defense ranked high in the NFL. So with the 2015 NFL, in the 2015 NFL draft, with the 23rd pick, Detroit Lions select from the University of Texas Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle. So, along with Haloti Ngata, which can teach him a lot, a seasoned veteran, an all-pro veteran defensive lineman, I think he would be a perfect fit. You got less than a minute in live time. We're going to be finishing the draft. I've only got seven more picks. So I hope you will stay with me in the archives. Stay with me while we're finishing my draft. If not, welcome to those who are listening in the archive. And hopefully that this gives you an idea of what may take place. And I'm not saying this is written in stone, but this is just my opinion on what I think that was going to happen in the NFL draft. With that being said, tune in next week. I'll give you my last mock draft before the draft takes place on the 30th. But thank you for listening if you're leaving me now. But we'll be going in overtime right now. All right, people. With the 24th pick, the St. Louis Cardinals are on the clock, and they select from the University of Virginia linebacker Eli Harold. You select Eli? Who? Yes, Eli Harold. Harold. Guy with two names, Eli Harold. Yes. And he's a linebacker, and he's a strong pass rusher. And very talented, and will fit well within that scheme of the Arizona Cardinals defense. All right, then we go to Cam's country, which is in the Carolina Panthers I'm talking about. They have the 25th pick. They need help because Cam is always getting hurt, and always battered and beaten. For the last few years, since Cam Newton's been there, they need help on the offensive line. Badly need help on the offensive line. So what happens? You want somebody that's, if you can get him, and he may fall down to this position, that's knows how to play in a pro-style offense. And is talented and coachable. And I think this next player has a chance to start at left tackle if he pans out for years to come. So with the 25th pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Andres Pete, offensive tackle from the University of Stanford. Love this guy. Like I said, Carolina needs help on the offensive line, and this guy can provide it, and for a long time. I think he's going to be a very solid offensive lineman. All right, then we move to the Baltimore Ravens. And this may be a surprise pick for some of you guys, but I think this is where the one of the surprises may come. Baltimore loves to run a football. But they lost their wide receiver and take it off the top in Torrey Smith. So they can go one of two ways. They re-signed Justin Forsett. But do they go wide receiver here? Or do they go running back? With the 26th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select from the University of Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon. Wow, that's a surprise, people, to some of you. Why would they got Justin Forsett, they got Lorenzo Talaferro, who would be a second-year guy. Why would you take a running back? Well, this is possibly the best running back in the possibly. Some people say he's the best running back over Todd Gurley. But this could be the best running back in the rookie class. Quite naturally going to a team that loves to run the football. So, I'm saying Melvin Gordon to the Baltimore Ravens. And that would upset the Cowboys. And I'm saying, this is just my scenario, a straight scenario. I'm saying if some teams see a player that they want and another team is probably going to pick him up ahead of them, they're going to make moves in order to get above that team in the draft player they want. And I'm thinking if the Cowboys, who have the 27th pick, just behind the Baltimore Ravens, think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to take Melvin Gordon, will move up ahead of the Ravens to take Melvin Gordon. But in this scenario, I'm just saying, straight draft, no trades, this is how I see it. So with the 27th pick in the NFL, 2015 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys, both running backs off the board because they didn't make a move up. The Dallas Cowboys have a choice. They can go defensive tackle or look for a corner. And with this corner sitting on the board, they go to Kevin Johnson, cornerback from Wake Forest University. Okay, let's move on to the next, which would be the Denver Broncos, that are trying to shore up their offensive line. They need a tougher offensive line to deal with the defenses that they're going to go up against, who are looking to take out Peyton Manning any which way they can. So with that being said, and like I said, they're planning to run the football more with an aging Peyton Manning. So, with that being said, with the 28th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select offensive tackle from the University of Pittsburgh, T.J. Clemmings, who can jump in right away at right tackle and be a force on the offensive line, especially the run game. All right, we got four picks left. The next pick is the 29th pick, and that happens to be the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck needs help on the offensive line. They need help because besides in pass protect, they need to be able to run the football. So they need a good running back. They got Frank Gore, but they need guys to block for Frank Gore. So I think they need help on the offensive line, specifically an offensive tackle. And quite possibly, they need an offensive left tackle that they can get from the league, get from the draft, that protect Andrew Luck. That's the face of the franchise. That's the man, Andrew Luck, with a bunch of weapons, with Andre Johnson, Frank Gore, to add to what they already have there, T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, Dwayne Allen, Colby Fleener. Nice offense. They need to protect Andrew Luck to be able to get the ball to those pass catchers. So who did he select from the University of Florida? It was pick number 29 in the 2015 NFL draft from the University of Florida. Offensive tackle, D.J. Humphreys. They need somebody to protect Andrew Luck, and this is probably one of the top tackles in the draft. So now we go to the 30th pick in the 2015 NFL draft. And they need to be able to play on the backside because they getting burnt consistently on the backside. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. So, quite naturally, Aaron Rodgers puts up a lot of points. So, in that NFC North, you got Calvin Johnson. You got Mike Wallace now. You got a few wide receivers in that NFC North that need to be defended against. So on the backside is what they need. A cornerback is what they need. So I think the Green Bay Packers in the 2015 NFL draft select Jalen Collins, cornerback from LSU. All right, we got two more picks left. And this is where I think it goes. Now, this is the second pick of the two picks that the Saints had. They had the 13th pick, and now they have the 31st pick. That goes along with the trade they had with Jimmy Graham. Anyway, with the 31st pick in the 2015 NFL draft, they need help on the backside. In this Rob Ryan defense, they need help on the backside, and that means cornerback position. So with that being said, in the 2015 NFL draft, pick 31, the New Orleans Saints take Byron Jones, one of the best quarterbacks in the draft, from the University of Connecticut. Off the charts. Off the charts, this guy. This guy should be a beast. If he performs the way he did it in pre-draft workouts, off the charts. And now we have the Super Bowl champions, who have quite naturally a 32nd pick. There's a possibility that the Patriots trade away from the 32nd pick because they've done it they've done it time over and over again. And I think they may do it, trade out of it. But this is a straight draft, no trades involved. So with the 2015 NFL draft and the 32nd pick the Patriots have, they select defensive tackle from Florida State University, Eddie Goldman. They need a defensive lineman. They lost Vince Wilfork. And this guy has a great chance of replacing Vince Wilfork. They go that route. Quite naturally, they're going to have to address their cornerback positions, but if they can get this guy to be an anchor in the defensive line, I think they go ahead and get this guy first and work about getting the other players from the backside later. All right. This concludes the my NFL draft, my mock draft 2.0, my second draft for the 2015 NFL draft. I'll be going with 3.0 next week. I'm pretty sure some of these positions are going to change, but nothing's guaranteed. Tune in next week, same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be here, JT, a.k.a. The Master, and this is the show of The Master Plan. Hope you enjoyed my mock draft for this week. Hope you catch it on the archives. Welcome to those who thank you for catching it on the archives if you listen to the whole show. Like I said, we'll be back next week. And hope you enjoy the show. And I'm going to do here is I'm not going to play any music. My new thing now is just dropping the mic and saying goodbye. And with that, see you on the other side.